I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report causes uproar among religious freedom advocates. And then later, our series on oral Bible translation comes to a conclusion. It's a story you won't want to miss. We'll begin today in the United States, where shock and disbelief follow the country's of particular concern announcement. Released each year by the State Department, the CPC list identifies the world's worst religious freedom offenders. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
certainly there were surprises. Nigeria and India were not given CPC, Country of Particular Concern designation, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has responded to. Frankly, I find it even more surprising that Afghanistan was not given a CPC designation. The government is the Taliban.
Released last Friday, the CPC list barely made a blip on the U.S. news radar.
It seems like they did this in such a way to generate a minimum amount of press coverage, kind of a news dump on a Friday afternoon. Hey, we're putting out this report. Good luck. Have a great weekend. You know, in past years, there has been a press conference. The Secretary of State has taken questions.
Whether or not politicians use the CPC list, you can use it to pray.
We need to make sure we're not just seeing this as a list of countries on a paper, but as a list of places where we have brothers and sisters who are suffering because of the oppression that their governments have against Christianity.
Elsewhere, the fallout from multi-layered crises continues in Lebanon. More and more people are leaving the country for good. But according to a new World Bank report, the Lebanese living abroad are sending less money back to their homeland. For those staying put, surviving today's devastation often takes priority over future gains. Nuna of Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says,
we're trying as much as possible to keep people educated. And this is really hard because the kids are not motivated. When they're seeing what's happening around them, they don't plan for anything in their future, so they're not motivated to learn.
A steep economic crisis and currency collapse has pushed nearly 80% of Lebanon's population into poverty. Refugees suffer even more, and there's no end to the despair in sight.
We are in a crisis that is long-term, and I know people get tired and they say, okay, it's been years we're helping with refugees. But the reality is that it's even going worse.
Yet hope remains. People find Jesus when they reach the end of themselves.
When they are with us, we try to share the hope of Christ. People are very, very much open because of the help, because of our smiles and our love for them. I'm so happy to just report so many baptisms that have happened even in the last couple of months.
And we'll end today's Oral Bible Translation series with the final report from MNN's Katie Harth.
Believers use oral Bible translation in places where people prefer the spoken word over text. Oral techniques also prove effective in sign languages. Rob Myers is President CEO of the global deaf ministry, DOOR International.
DOOR's heart is to see deaf people know God, follow God, and serve God and lead within the context of their communities.
Bible storying is a useful method in oral communities. It also helps DOOR reach unreached deaf people.
Specific important passages from Scripture, like creation, the fall, God's call on Abraham, all of these pivotal passages lead someone to understand why we need a Messiah.
DOOR combines storying with a deaf-friendly translation style.
That is the approach that we call chronological Bible translation. Some people have the misunderstanding that chronological Bible translation is just storying, but it actually is translation. Particular passages are translated so they can immediately be used by the growing church.
Ask God to empower believers who use these techniques to make Christ known, whether they speak God's word or sign it.
Bible translation is a key piece. How can you lead someone to the Lord? How can you disciple them without God's word? It's impossible.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Each daily offering features a language, people who speak that language, and a couple related prayer points. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.